This is an iHeart podcast.
Pro Woche bis zu 50 Euro zusätzlich sparen. Mit der Netto Plus App. 10% Rabatt auf deinen Einkauf sichern. Dazu Payback-Punkte sammeln und sparen. Mach mehr Plus mit der Netto Plus App.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. And again, before we get to this Justice Department, oh gosh, this country. And I have an update on what everyone, the general numbers from last night, favorables, unfavorables, who moved what where, what happened with DeSantis, with Vivek, with Trump, with Nikki Haley, with Scott, with the... You might be surprised at some of this. You might be surprised at how right I was again. What, Chris? You might be surprised at all kinds of things. Ah! But remember, tomorrow, all 3 hours are your questions. Don't have to be political. Whatever you send in right now, whatever you email into Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. Even questions like this. Hey, Jesse, are there any vegetables you would eat? I'm not one of those commie vegetarians. But you can get some good seasoning on some veggies on the grill. I love the show. I eat onions. What do you give me that face for, Chris? Are onions not a vegetable? Onions are a vegetable. I eat onions. I just had mushrooms on a pizza earlier. Although I don't think mushrooms are a vegetable. I eat jalapenos. I eat mushrooms, onions, and jalapenos. Those are pretty much... Yeah, that's pretty much the extent of my vegetables, and I don't see that I need any others. Now, let's do this Justice Department thing before we get into the numbers from last night. So we have a Justice Department. They filed a lawsuit against SpaceX. SpaceX is Elon Musk's fancy airspace thing where they land rockets backwards and all kinds of crazy stuff. There's just a few brains over there, stuff that I'm not exactly aware of how they do it. Well, they're being sued. Do you know why your Justice Department is suing SpaceX? Because they only hired U.S. citizens. No, I'm not making that up. It alleges that SpaceX discriminated against asylees and refugees based on citizenship status at multiple stages of the hiring process. Maybe the most devastating allegation against SpaceX is this particular one. SpaceX hired only U.S. citizens and lawful permanent residents from September 2018 to September 2020. Remember when I told you how much the government hates you now? And that's a hard thing for us to really, really accept, isn't it? It's a hard thing to wrap your mind around that your government thinks you're the enemy. Your government is so against you, they will sue employers who prefer to hire Americans. They will sue employers if they don't crowd you out of employment. If they don't hire illegals, they will be sued by the federal government. Is that not... Gosh. Wow. All right, you ready for some numbers from last night? I'm excited to give you these. Some numbers from last night. Who got more popular? Who got less popular? Who had a good night? Who had a bad night? Let's address the elephant in the room, especially since that's arrest number four. Trump, do you remember? Do you remember what I said to you last night about the risks involved in not showing up to the debate? Here it was in case you missed it. And remember, Trump is not at 70%, 80%. As far as the primary goes, he's ahead. But even if you believe the most Trump-friendly polls, he's got half. 50, 52, 54, 47. Half of the people want Trump. And believe me, you're in great shape if you're Trump. And there's 10 people in the primary field and half of them want you. So half want Trump, but half want something else. If you do the tortoise and the hare thing too much, you can eventually get caught by the tortoise. I think the smart thing for them to do, and I believe this is what they will do, I think they're going to closely monitor the poll numbers after this debate and see what happens with Trump. If you're Trump and you're this far ahead, you can afford to lose 1%, 2%. I lost 1% or 2% for this debate. And you would build that in naturally for the next debate. Okay, so forget it. I'll skip the next one, lose another 1 or 2. I'm still winning. If you wake up and you're Team Trump and you find out after they do the polling a few days from now, you lost 7%, 6%, 8%, you can't skip another one. You can't. Yeah, I don't know if he can skip another one. We got, I'll get to the other candidates, but like I said, it hurt him. No matter what, it's not avoidable that it's going to hurt you if you skip a debate. It's all a matter of how much. Remember, just like I just said in that clip, it's all a matter of how much. Keep in mind what I said about it hurting you no matter what, that's not up for debate. I really don't care about your opinion on that. If you don't show, everyone tuned in to watch the debate, or everyone who tuned in to watch the debate would have wanted Trump there as well to compare and contrast. If he doesn't show, it bothers you. You don't gain by skipping it. That's not humanly possible. You don't gain. Now, do you lose only a little, or do you lose enough that it's a concern? He lost enough that it's a concern. Here's how it went. Trump's favorables or unfavorables going in, this is amongst likely Republican voters, keep in mind, likely Republican voters, 33% of likely Republican voters disliked Trump going in. Leaving, 35%. Okay, that's not the end of the world. 2 points, it's not the end of the world. His problem came from his favorables. About 65% of Republicans had a favorable opinion of Donald Trump going into the debate. Very good. Okay, sounds good. By the end of the night, that number was down to 59. Now listen, don't be jumping off a ledge if you're on Team Trump. None of that's the end of the world. He's still the leader. He's still comfortably ahead. But what that should tell Team Trump, and when they text me and ask me, I'll tell them this. I've already heard from two of the other campaigns today. I've not heard from the Trump people yet. I will. When they text me and ask me, I'll tell them, here's what it means. Okay, you skipped one. Not the end of the world. I wouldn't skip two. If you skip two, you're playing with fire, and there's no question you cannot skip three. The second one, in case you're wondering when the next one is, it's September 27th out at the Reagan Library in California. I forget who's putting it on. It really doesn't matter, almost no matter what. Now, in my opinion, if I'm advising Team Trump, you got to be at that next one. It just, like I said, I told you last night this was coming. If you're the guy who doesn't show, you're going to get hurt. How hurt? Hurt enough to be concerned or not? You lose 6 points, 5-6 points in favorables in one night. That's bad enough to be concerned. Who had a good night? DeSantis had a good night. His unfavorables went down about 3 points. His favorables went up 5 or 6 points. DeSantis had a good night. Now, there are people who had good nights that you don't like, and I don't like, but they had good nights. I suspected this might happen. Remember I was talking earlier how you saw little flashes of what made Chris Christie a star years ago? I know he's a punchline now, but remember, he was a star years ago, and you saw little flashes of that in-your-face tough guy stuff.
I've had enough already tonight of a guy who sounds like ChatGPT standing up here. And the last...
Even the crowd enjoyed Chris Christie slapping around Vivek, who came across like an arrogant little twerp, and we'll get to his numbers in a second. I was right about that, too. Chris Christie's favorables went from 23, which I know sucks, to 35. That's a gigantic jump. Chris Christie had a great night. And I can't believe I'm saying this. I know you're going to be mad and yell and throw things at the radio, and you'll probably email me and cuss me out, and that's fine. Watch out for Chris Christie. You jump 12 points in one night? What do you do after the next night? And the next night, I'm telling you, this man is a capable campaigner. Watch out for him. Another person who had a great night, who I really don't care for, she had the most jaw-dropping line of the night, which I'm going to get to in just a moment. Nikki Haley had an incredible night. Her favorables went from 51 to 65. The crowd loved what Nikki Haley was selling. They did. Which really, that is something. Because Nikki Haley dropped what has to be the most unreal line of the night. It was the line of the night that floored me. It floored me. Beyond that climate change line, this was the night that had me pause it and turn to my wife and say, what did she just say? You remember what she said? I'll play it for you in a second. Before we get to that, let's get to this. MyPillow. The most jaw-dropping thing going on last night wasn't the GOP debate. It's the prices on the Giza Dream Sheets at MyPillow. Because right now you can get them as low as $29.98. How is that even possible? Have you priced sheets? When's the last time you priced sheets? Because everyone knows sheets are really what makes or breaks you, right? Are they too hard? Are they too? Do they not let you breathe? Giza somehow combines amazing softness with you can breathe. So everyone loves them? How could you possibly get the best sheets ever for $29.98? Well, when you go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials, you'll see all the great prices on the Giza Dream Sheets, and you get them as low as $29.98 with the promo code Jesse. This is a limited time offer. This is me stressing that. Limited. MyPillow.com, radio listener specials, promo code Jesse, or call 800-845-0544.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. There was a moment last night. I doubt it's been replayed today, but there was a moment last night where Nikki Haley blew me away, and not in a good way. I couldn't believe my eyes. I couldn't believe my ears. This was the moment that had me pause the debate. This is a clip from the debate on Fox News.
Governor Haley, you did not raise your hand, meaning that you would support more funding for the Ukraine war. You have said of Governor DeSantis that you didn't appreciate it when he initially called it a territorial dispute. Why?
First of all, the American president needs to have moral clarity. They need to know the difference between right and wrong. They need to know the difference between good and evil. Right. When you look at the situation with Russia and Ukraine, here you have a pro-American country that was invaded by a thug. So when you want to talk about what has been given to Ukraine, less than 3.5% of our defense budget has been given to Ukraine. If you look at the percentage...
I'm sorry. What? Chris, I'd ask you to play it again, but I think we're all sitting here in stunned silence. We've given 3.5% of our defense budget to Ukraine? What? And Nikki Haley is bragging about that? As if that's great. Complaining? We've only given 3.5% of our defense budget to Ukraine. What's the big deal? What? This goes back to, honestly, there's a story from today out of Reuters, something I brought up yesterday about the BRICS bloc. Now, this is going to tie in. Just stay with me here. You know what BRICS is. B-R-I-C-S. BRICS. It's this block of countries, Iran, India, China, Saudi Arabia. So we're talking big boy countries here. Don't think this is some jerkwater group. And this list is growing. There are countries that are trying to get the world to move off of the dollar as the world's reserve currency. I'm coming back to this. Just hang with me. This is all coming back to the Nikki Haley stuff. I need to stress this again for everybody. Our entire existence, the existence we know as Americans, it all changes if the dollar stops being the reserve currency. Everything. Normal countries, most countries in the world, have to worry about their debt. They have to monitor it closely. They can't money print their way out of things. They don't just blow through their entire budget in a month like we do. The only thing that gives us the luxury of doing that is the fact that the world uses the dollar when they trade with each other. When Mongolia trades with South Korea, they don't trade in whatever the Mongolian dollar is or the South Korean dollar is. They trade in the American dollar because the American dollar is thought to be strong and thought to be stable. BRICS is this powerful group of nations trying to move the world off of that. Now, they have a ways to go. I'm not trying to panic you here. But they are very focused on moving the world off of that, and they're heading in that direction. We continue to annihilate the dollar at home with our spending and our money printing as if it has no effect on how the people in this nation live. We simply cannot afford to dump billions, hundreds of billions here and there without end, as if the money printing machine is never going to go, beep, sorry, we're out of paper. Because once the world decides the dollar isn't strong enough anymore, once the world decides the dollar's too risky, America has blown through too much, carries too much debt. Once the world decides that and they shift to BRICS, well, I'm not saying you're going to die. You're going to live an entirely different existence than the one you've ever lived before. You will. Life changes permanently for Americans when the world stops trading with our dollar. And yet, you have politicians, Republican and Democrat, both parties equally at fault, that act, they spend and act as if this day is not going to come. When this day is not only going to come, it's inevitable. Inevitable. That day I just described will come without spending cuts, without a drastically different approach to foreign policy, without huge adjustments on monetary policy. What I just said to you, moving from the dollar to BRICS, is as guaranteed as the rising of the sun in the east tomorrow. It is coming. And yet these people, they pretend like it's not. It's crazy to me. They pretend. Have you ever seen that picture? I think it's a meme that goes around online. And it's got two guys, normal sized dudes. And I think they're sword fighting. They're fighting to death with a sword. And then behind them, you see some giant monster that looks like the size of a 40-story building, holding a club over his head, coming to just smash both of them. That's what these politicians look like. Well, should we fight against Putin? Or how much of our budget? Should we just print another trillion? And there comes the debt crisis with the gigantic club ready to smash us all. Gosh, these freaking people. Anyway, well, at least try to do some good before they take us there, huh? Save a baby or two, maybe? Hey, let's save a baby tonight. You know that Deborah is a real woman? She needed to hear that baby's heartbeat. She found out she was pregnant. She already scheduled an abortion, mentioned it to her counselor. Her counselor, by the grace of God, brought her to a preborn clinic. She went in for an ultrasound session. Then more. Then more. Then she started praying. Then, well, I'll just won't finish the story there. You can use your imagination. If you've been donating to preborn, you know how that story goes. And it's a wonderful story. Go to preborn.com/Jesse. And you can get updates on the wonderful stories you make happen sent to you. Preborn.com/Jesse. $28 saves a life. Preborn.com/Jesse.
fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse Kelly Show.
Pro Woche bis zu 50 Euro zusätzlich sparen. Mit der Netto Plus App. 10% Rabatt auf deinen Einkauf sichern. Dazu Payback-Punkte sammeln und sparen. Mach mehr Plus mit der Netto Plus App.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Only one day away from Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Get your questions emailed in now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com.
Americans have burned through nearly all the savings they built up during the pandemic, and now the Federal Reserve Bank of San Francisco is warning that a lack of available cash could hurt the economy. Julia Chatterley with us again at the table for more. A lot of the banks were waiting sort of for this day to come, saying, watch out, all of this excess cash or liquidity for someone at
home is going to go. $2 trillion worth.
It's going to dry up, and then what? So the and then what is what the San Francisco Fed is addressing.
Yeah, they're saying that we could burn through this cash as early as this quarter. So
we are spending our savings and we're racking up credit card debt to try to keep up with inflation, to try to keep our standard of living that we've come to know. Maybe you're doing this right now yourself. Maybe you're living through this right now, staring at those credit card bills. I don't know what to say except for that's not good. And I think we're all going to have to tighten our belts a bit in certain ways to prepare for a dollar that's not doing well, right? And let's do keep in mind, they're not done selling COVID panic yet, including, I love this one. Remember long COVID? How they were trying to sell us on all the vaccine side effects actually being long COVID? This one, all these people have these long COVID side effects even though they never tested positive for COVID.
Millions of people may be dealing with long COVID even if they did not test positive for COVID-19 in the first place. Jared Hill explains.
New research suggests in the first year, nearly 10 million Americans had developed long COVID without an official COVID-19 diagnosis, whether because of limited access to tests or they were testing negative by the time they got their swab.
Patients who are in this predicament should feel vindicated by the results of our study.
Dr. Igor Koralnik is the co-director of the Northwestern Medicine Comprehensive COVID-19 Center. His team led the study, which looked at 29 long haulers from June 2020 to April 2022 with a negative COVID-19 test. They found 41% had been exposed to the coronavirus, and the patients had similar signs and symptoms, quality of life issues, and cognitive test results as long haulers who had tested positive for COVID.
They have been rejected in many instances by the medical establishment, which really add insults to injury, since they still suffer from the same long-haul symptoms.
Common long COVID symptoms include fatigue, shortness of breath, and brain fog.
Also, did you know one of the symptoms of long COVID is heart problems? No way. That's crazy. Because that looks, man, I'm looking at the list of symptoms for the, quote, COVID vaccines, and that's on there too. By the way, heads up, this is a story from today. The FDA says the new COVID-19 vaccines will protect against the current strains. Don't worry, guys. all those other ones that didn't work or expired in 15 minutes, that was in the past. Now you can totally trust us. Please start taking care of yourself. Forget about these doctors, man. I know it's not all doctors and nurses, and if you have a great doctor or nurse in your life, hang on to them like grim death, but it's time to place a priority on our own health more. All of us. I'm doing it too. I work out more than I have since the Marines. I am finally starting to eat a little bit better. I drink more water than I ever have, I think, in my life. I take a male vitality stack from Chalk every single day. Every single day I wake up and I take a male vitality stack from Chalk. And honestly, it's because of this. It's not because of the testosterone stuff, which I've been on it over a year. I'm good to go there. I take it because I am scared to death to go to the doctor's office anymore. The stories I get from doctors and nurses who write into this show about what has happened to our medical industry has me scared to death. I want to make sure that my levels are exactly where they need to be, if not above. So I have a male vitality stack. CHOQ.com. Promo code Jesse gets you 35% off subscriptions. All right. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. Watch out for yourself. No one else watching out for you. JK, as a wife of a recently retired Marine, I've been privy to the salty language used by our nation's finest over the last 20 years. I heard you hammer in last night how you run a family-friendly kind of show, and I have yet to hear you throw a swear word. And you won't hear me throw a swear word. I am only to assume that you may possess the same word skills as all Marines, and if so, is it difficult for you to suppress it, or are you just not a cursor? I admit I'll let the dirty words fly, but in a feminine, ladylike kind of way. Yeah, sure you do, lady. I prefer to imagine you as an F-bomb kind of guy, especially when you find ricotta cheese in your lasagna. Her name is Carly. That's a hot chick name. Of course, married a Marine. Of course a Marine would land a dime. Of course he would. Semper Fi, brother. I'm proud of you if you listen to. And Carly, just tell your husband I said that. Anyway, am I a cursor? Well, never on the air, and that I'm never tempted to on the air. Kids listen. My kids listen. And a lot of that is a function of I don't do it a ton in real life. I'm not going to pretend like I'm some kind of saint who doesn't or hasn't. I'm not going to lie to you. You would never believe me. Anyway, that's not true. I do the best I can to not. That mostly came from having kids. And something that has hit me about having especially sons is how much they do what I do, how much they talk like I talk. They're interested in what I'm interested in. And as they've gotten older, you know, they're basically teenagers now, one's 14, one's almost 13 here in a couple weeks or something. That has not gone away. I was told that that would go away at this age, that I would be persona non grata and they would hate my guts. That is not the case. My 14-year-old hit me up last night. Hey, Dad, you think we could go to the pool maybe this weekend? Like my kids want to hang out with me. And you may think that's wonderful, and it is wonderful. I'm not complaining at all. It is also, for somebody who is not a great person like me, it is also intimidating. It's intimidating to know that I'm not just about me. I'm affecting them. And one of the biggest concerns I've always had is passing along all the bad things about me down to my kids. So that's why kids. And, you know, honestly, the kids listening thing is a big deal to me. I know I'm a jerk. I know that. But I do like it that people listen with their families. And I like it that they can listen with their families. I love hearing how you listen. Jesse, I listen on a forklift. Jesse, I listen at the law office. Jesse, I listen when I make dinner. I listen when I work out. I listen with my kids. Jesse, my son listens as he goes to sleep. If I was to ever get an email from somebody, look, I don't mind when you send me hate emails. Jesse, you're too mean to my guy who I love. Or Jesse, I don't mind that. But if I was to ever get an email, and I've never had one, of Jesse, my 7-year-old son used to listen to your show as he went to sleep at night, and now I can't let him listen anymore because of something I said, some cuss word or something that came out on the road or on the air, that would really bum me out. That would affect me. I like knowing that kids can listen. I want it to. It's always going to be that. It will always be that, no matter what happens. No matter what. Jesse, it took less than an hour for Rudy's mugshot, Rudy Giuliani, to come out. But when Paul Pelosi got busted for drunk driving and getting into an accident, we were told no mugshot could be released due to jeopardizing the investigation. Well, that's the country we live in now. We live in a country where the justice system is against us and it's for them. It is a really, really, really dangerous place to be as a nation. The frustrating thing for me, and probably the frustrating thing for you, is the GOP isn't acting like it. I can't believe we're still sitting here with Donald Trump arrest number 4 under our belt, and we still don't have a single Democrat arrested and indicted in this country by a Republican AG. How exactly does the GOP think this story is going to end? Where do they think this is going to go? These communists are never going to stop unless they're given an incentive to stop. What has disincentivized them thus far? Nothing. The lack of fight back And I really do think, I think a lot of this might be Trump hatred from within the GOP. They hate him so much that partially they're happy he's going down. And maybe they think, well, it's just because it's Trump. And once they're done with him, they won't move on to me. Man, that's so painfully naive. All right. We have headlines I didn't get to. Couple emails, and then we out until tomorrow. Hang on. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Jewish producer Chris just dropped a bomb during the break. An absolute bomb. He says to us that he thinks Mike Pence is the best VP nominee for Trump if Trump's the nominee. And I, of course, looked at him like he had three heads. But in his defense, he made a decent argument. What he said was this. He said, Jesse, the Trump people who love Trump, they're already going to vote for him no matter what. And that's true. You know, every candidate has a hardcore base that will just back their guy no matter what. That part's true. He said, but you add in Mike Pence, you might gather in some people who say, well, at least he's got somebody sane on there. And in Chris's defense, he is using my own words against me, where I said, you do pick someone who covers up your blind spots. Dude, did you hear the crowd last night? There's no... Mike Pence tried to assert himself on that stage last night. He talked as much as anyone else except for Vivek Slimeball. And even then, the crowd didn't like him. The crowd doesn't... The crowd's... What, Chris? What? Okay, no, I know. Look... Chris, you can't drop a bomb like that right before I come back on the air and not give me a minute to digest this. Maybe it's Machiavellian genius. Maybe it is. You brought up maybe Tim Scott too. Everyone knows I'm not a Tim Scott fan. He had a couple decent moments. This was Tim Scott on the debate by Fox News.
You commit a violent crime, you go to jail. And if God made you a man, you play sports against men.
That's a good line. Overall, and I say this as not a fan, I tried to be impartial as I could last night. I thought Tim Scott was a disappointment. And I don't say that as somebody who automatically dislikes him, even though I do. I thought he looked almost nervous, which I thought was weird. I realize it's a big debate stage, but this is a guy who's a U.S. senator. He didn't. Chris, Michael, am I nuts? Did he not come off a little nervous? Yeah, Michael agrees. I wouldn't say he came off kind of a little bit unsure of himself, and he kept bringing up, it was very odd, every single time he talked, he'd bring up, as a child of a single parent home, which if you want to drop that out there once, that's fine. You drop your bio out there. Everyone does that. You know, my dad was in carpentry or whatever. Everyone does that. Only Tim Scott dropped that line something like four or five times, as if he thinks that one was the winner or something like that. Every answer, well... As a child of a single-parent home, okay, I'm sorry. Anyway, what's going on with the country? Sorry. Jesse, as I'm cooking my Jesse Kelly burger, I'm also listening to Medal of Honor Monday's citation of Captain Elrod. It warmed this Marine's heart and brought back memories of a brief visit to Wake Island. By the way, Medal of Honor Monday was Monday, beginning of the second hour, if you're looking for what this guy's talking about. Monday, beginning of the second hour. We landed there to get gas on our charter flight from Hawaii to the Philippines in 1990. We got to get off the plane and go into a small museum they have and walk out onto the tiny beach. I read a few plaques and looked out at the sea trying to imagine what it must have been like. Humbling. It's awesome to hear how a Marine naval aviator picked up a weapon and fought to the death. Officers are all too often portrayed in movies as elitist, incompetent jerks. Unfortunately, sometimes deserved, but not in this case. When I was FAC for a year with 2-3, that's 2nd Battalion, 3rd Marines, by the way, I always tried to outgrunt the grunts, and it was the best year of my career being away from the squadron with the grunt battalion. Wouldn't have traded that experience for the world, says Semper Fi. His name is Greg. Look, officers, as I've said, I don't care for officers because 99% of officers that I've encountered were completely useless. Either they were complete morons or only cared about their career or a combination of the two. And they never really cared about us or leading men. However, I do have to qualify that with this. I had, I think, two that I can think of. Two. Yeah, shoot, that's embarrassing. But yes, two in my time in the Marines who I would lay down and die for to this day. Leaders of men. A good officer is like gold. Most of them suck. Bunch of selfish prima donna useless losers. But a good officer, if you have one, if you're listening right now, or if you are one, credit to you. Because a good officer, man, it'll you know what it'll do?
We're changing people's lives.
What it'll do, Chris? What?
And now
here's a headline.
By the, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Pole vaulters agree to share gold medal in unexpected twist. Gosh, women. Google revs up election interference gambit before GOP primary debate and buries Republicans. Yes, let's do keep in mind the tech world we don't like to think about, the one that we're all kind of ignorant on, at least I am. They're gearing up for another election, and they're going to operate the same way they did the last election, and that is not good. Abortion activists submit proposed ballot language for November amendment on the Ohio ballot board. Let's hope we actually get this one right this time, Ohio. McCarthy says House may launch Biden impeachment. No, he won't. South Carolina Supreme Court upholds six-week abortion ban. Yes! Get to Red America, baby! Subway sold to Arby's and Dunkin' Donuts owner Rourke Capital. It's wild. I wish I didn't know what I do know about the food world and how much of the food world is all just gobbled up by these gigantic corporations. It's a big, yeah, Chris said it's like four of them. It's a big reason why a lot of food when you eat out sucks now. It's why we try to go local so often. Either, unless we're going high end like Red Lobster, we go local. Elon Musk to pursue legal action against Soros-backed NGOs over censorship agenda. I still can't decide if I like Elon Musk or not. One day I like him, the other day I don't. I never trust him, though. Hunter Biden traveled at least 13 countries with his vice president dad. Well, don't worry. I'm sure they were just talking about what they tell us the other day. The weather. Just talking about the weather. You know what I'm going to talk about? Well, I don't know. It's up to you. Tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. For tomorrow, I'm going to talk for 3 hours about whatever you want. Email your questions right now, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, and we'll do it then. That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast.